So, we're on the last of the Lakshanas, last of the three Lakshanas, Dukkha. I'm going to try to particularly bring out the relationships, some of the relationships between the different Lakshanas, because they are very, very connected, and I'll particularly try and draw out the connection between Dukkha and the other two, impermanence and anatta, no fixed separate self. I said the other day that all the translations for Dukkha are pretty unsatisfactory, including this last one here, unsatisfactoriness. So, yes, we've got suffering, imperfection, stress, unsatisfactoriness. So, I just want to say a bit more about why they don't really cut it in terms of translations of the word dukkha. So, suffering is a bit intense for some of the things that we would want to include. So, toast falling on the buttered side. Classic dukkha, but you couldn't really say that that was suffering. So it covers one end of the spectrum, grief and death and things like that, but it doesn't cover the other end. Unsatisfactoriness is a bit the other way. It's a bit sort of bland or kind of a bit abstract, really, and doesn't convey the kind of sense of painfulness. So just a bit kind of cold, I suppose, as a word. And you couldn't really say that, you know, the death of a loved one was unsatisfactory. That would just not really cut it. Imperfection is a bit too sort of like it's putting it out there in the objective realm rather than it being an experience. It's saying it sounds like, you know, reality is imperfect rather than we have this experience. Dukkha. And stress is a bit too sort of partial, really. It sort of covers one area of dukkha, you know, mental, emotional, but it doesn't cover other areas. So, there's a phrase, a colloquial phrase in English that is around this area of unsatisfactoriness of our experience. I know we're in silence, but it's only two words. I wondered whether anyone could speculate about what I'm thinking about.
Sod's Law.
Sod's Law. No, it's not Sod's Law, actually. Although, yeah, it's good. I put it here that it's the first word has got four letters, and the second word has got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 letters, if I spelled right. Yeah. Any thoughts? Sod's Law is a pretty good guess, actually. Not so far removed. I'm sure somebody's going to get it.
Give us a clue. What's the first letter of the first word?
Oh, that'll give it away.
Oh,
though.
Okay, don't then.
How could I give you a clue? I'm sure somebody can get it. Just give it a bit of time. Okay, there's some connection with.
I know.
Yes.
Shit happens.
Shit happens. Thank you. Shit happens. So, shit happens, I think, has got quite a lot going for it. And actually, some of us in Butterfield who were talking about the festival theme kind of developed this shit happens thing. And I'll go into that later on. It became very interesting, some of the ideas that came up. Yeah, shit happens. So, it's good for a kind of aspect of. We can't control it, you know, we can't control our experience. It's perhaps not so good on the more kind of subtle aspects of dukkha.